Thank you for seeing me on such short notice, Dr. Smith.
My boy, when I meet a young man troubled mit existential angst, I am filled mit pity and my heart goes out to him. Just as often, I'm filled with derisive laughter, but the $5,000 limit on your Visa card pushes the balance in your favor.
I'm glad you find me worthy, sir. How do we begin my treatment?
Well, normally I would drag out this process for a few weeks since I charge by the hour, but I have some pressing business mit mine other new enterprise, and besides, there are reruns of Hawkins Heroes on at 5:30, and I do so enjoy the wacky antics of that Colonel Klink. So, let's do a few Rorschach tests.
This is so neat.
Yeah, look at this inkblot and tell me what you see.
It's a fish.
What? Of course it's not a fish.
But it looks
like it's a note card with ink smeared all over it. Are you stupid as well as crazy?
I thought you meant to tell me what the inkblot reminded me of.
Oh, is that the way you want to play the game, eh? Alright then, take a look at this card.
Looks like an alligator.
It is not an alligator.
My good man, I'm not sure you're supposed to disagree with me here. I mean, I'm the patient, right?
Listen, Buster, I'm the only person here with any authority to abuse, and I tell you, that inkblot looks nothing like an alligator.
But it looks
like... It happens to look just like mine sainted mother.
Ah.
I loved her. And I know she loved me back. She did. Even though she sold me when I was 3 for a stack of lottery tickets. The first thing was, none of them were even winners. And the people at the convenience store didn't know what to do with me. I had to stay in the frozen foods aisle until I was 14.
Yes, doctor. I'm sure that was all very traumatic for you. But perhaps we should stay with my personality problems. We could be here all day, even for those.
Listen, mister, I am not going to compete with you over which one of us has more psychosis. I'm the psychiatrist here, and if I want to be more screwed up than you, then that is my prerogative as defined by the American Medical Association.